If you've been lucky enough to head up to the valley in recent weeks, you'll know that all the rain we've enjoyed has it looking like something out of a travel brochure for the British Isles. It's green, it's lush, and the vines are heavy with crop, which will need to be picked in the early part of next year. Harvest is traditionally late January, early February, but the last few have been really tough with drought conditions and more recently smoke taint impacting the quality and the quantity of produce. So what about the 2020 vintage? Could it be under threat from too much of the wet stuff? Stuart Horden has the enviable occupation of head winemaker at Broken Wood Winery in the Hunter Valley, and he's with us now with his observations and predictions. Stuart, thanks for coming on. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Is there too much rain just yet? If it dried up soon, would that be okay?
Look, we've had a pretty wet November, as everyone has around sort of on the East Coast, but look, the weather over the next sort of 2 months is really going to determine what we have from vintage 2022. Soil moisture's full, vines are in good health, and we're still a little way from home, so good weather over the next sort of 8 weeks is what we want.
Yeah, of course, my maths weren't brilliant. You'll be bottling in 2022, so it'll be the 2022 vintage. What are quantities looking like at this point?
Look, crop levels are good. They're healthy. They're not over the top. I guess it's taken a little while for the grapes to come back into balance after a couple of drought years. So vine health is good and really nice canopies, as you said. The valley looks pretty as a picture. It's bright green at present, and the grapes will start ripening sort of around Christmas time, and that's really when the weather becomes a bit more critical.
And then towards the end, of course, the sugar content changes, doesn't it? And that's the critical part, isn't it? Picking at exactly the right time?
Absolutely. So we want some nice, mild, dry days, a bit of breeze over that sort of from Christmas through to the tail end of January, early February, to get the grapes off in pristine condition.
Is it only moisture that can go wrong from here? You've got all of the, all of the fungal, the growth aspects and the corruption aspects for the vine and the grapes. Is that the only consideration from here on in, Stuart?
Oh, no, Paul, agriculture throws a few things at you. There's always a bit of a risk with a crop that it's not in until it's picked. So, look, I'd hate to list the litany of possibilities that can go wrong, but, look, it's a blue sky day here today, and things are looking on the up. So we just want to avoid the rain. Too much, I guess, excess weather in any circumstance is what we want to avoid, so not too much wind, hail, wet weather, but if it stays as it is this afternoon, we'll be in good shape.
Yeah, fair enough. So how much rain can the soil hold until it becomes unstable to get the mechanical pickers across it?
Oh, look, the rainfall itself isn't the big driver, it's the weather around it. So the ground's pretty wet at the moment, but if we get a couple of dry days, a little bit of wind, the soil forms a crust relatively quickly and machinery can operate relatively, or not too long after that. It's when we get those long days of consecutive days of wet weather where we're not able to get on, that makes it a bit more challenging.
What's the market like for local producers, Stuart, given, of course, the complications of having, lockdowns and not being able to open the cellar door? Have you got, you overstocked on previous vintages, for example? Will a lot of winemakers be in a position where they don't necessarily need a bumper crop for 2022?
Oh, look, it's been a pretty challenging couple of years, Paul. Look, I think everyone would be really happy to get the vintage 22 crop off. I don't think anyone would be hoping for a small one. I guess one of the things here in the Hunter Valley, we're really focused on quality over quantity. We're not a huge grape growing region. We grow less than 1% of Australia's crush, but we're really focused in on that, on high quality wines, and that's what we're sort of looking down the barrel of for vintage 22.
We're hearing through our specialist programs like Country Hour, of course, about the shortage of backpackers in particular and fruit pickers generally. Do we rely much on manual grape picking in the Hunter?
There's a mix of hand picking and machine picking here in the Hunter Valley, depending on the vineyard and the location. Look, the Hunter Valley is certainly, we have been relying on backpackers, and that's kind of, I guess we've been quite lucky in that we are one of the first regions to start picking. So a lot of pickers do start the season here in the Hunter Valley before travelling further afield down south, down to sort of places like Orange, Murray and Bateman, further afield. So we do have the fortune of being one of the first regions to go, but I think there will be a shortage of pickers this year. So if there's anyone listening looking for a bit of work in mid-late January, we'd love to hear from you.
Stuart, if those media reports this morning are accurate, there might be a bit more stuff getting bubbles in it this year too, because there's a bit of a shortage.
Demand for sparkling's a big thing presently, and look, it's not a big driver of the style of wine that's produced here in the Hunter Valley, but I think as we come into the festive season, sparkling wine tends to come to the fore.
Yeah, we've got plenty of Semillon grapes still, though, haven't we?
Absolutely. So I guess the four main varieties here in the Hunter Valley: Semillon, Chardonnay, Verdello, and Shiraz are the big drivers of the Hunter Valley, and look, quality looks good at the moment, and we'll just wait and see what comes over the next little while.